precious name, Jesus. Precious, precious name. Somehow, when you say it, just say Jesus. Somehow, it seems like you've already sent up a prayer because you know He's listening, and you know that He knows right where you are. He knows what you're going through. Just call Him by name, Jesus, my Lord. I'd like for you to turn your attention again, if you would, to that second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were. And there appeared to them tongues as of distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when the sound occurred, the crowd came together and were bewildered because each one of them was hearing them in their own language. I want to speak with you a little while this morning when the church is on fire.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
When the church is on fire. You know, as we lead up to Pentecost means 50. So we're talking about 50 days following the end of the Passover. It's also the time that is measured in weeks. It's considered to be 7 weeks or a week of weeks following the Passover. So the first day following that 7 weeks would be the 50th day. And something special happened on that day. There were a lot of things that happened leading up to that. There were so many things going on. And as we know, on the 40th day is when Jesus was. And then after that, there were a few days where the apostles had gotten together and others had gathered along with them. They weren't just by themselves. We know that they were in the room talking to one another and testifying about what they knew about the Lord. You can just imagine what that time was like, those 10 days, as they had a time to talk about what they had seen and what they had experienced. And again, it wasn't just the apostles. We know that others were with them as well. Others gathered to hear what the apostles were saying and to share what they knew about the Lord. There was a lot going on during that time. So I suppose you could say that it's almost like the congregation was coming together, a congregation of believers came together to talk about what they knew about the Lord. You know, it's good when you have a testimony. We can get together as we get together in the church and talk about what the Lord has done for us. We talk about that often, how powerful and how important our testimonies are. I talk about what the Lord has done for me, and you tell me what the Lord has done for you, and we stand up and praise the Lord and thank Him for what He's done, because He has touched our lives. So that's a beautiful time to get together as we come into the household of faith and talk about what God has done. Testifying about His goodness, the fact that He loves us, what He's brought us through, and the fact that we know He has not and will not leave us alone. During those days, they talked about that, and they gathered themselves together just to talk to one another about it, and pray along with one another during those days. Sounds like a special time, and it was a special. We have a special time in church when we get together and testify about what what he's done and the things that he's doing in our lives. It's a good time to get together. And during those days up until Pentecost, they were doing that. They were praising the Lord and talking about what he had done and who he was and how special he had made each of us feel by knowing that the God of the universe knew who we were and was watching over us and had the Son of the living God to die for us. They talked about those things during those days, one with another. But then when the day of Pentecost came, something happened on that day. The Spirit of the Lord came down. The Holy Spirit came down in the form of like little fire, like tongues coming down and settling on each of those folks who were there. Something special about that fire, something special about the fact that it was like tongues, something special about that day of Pentecost. They have been testifying to one another, but now on the day of Pentecost, the tongues came down, and after that, they started talking, and the way that they talked, no matter who it was who was listening, could understand exactly what they were talking about. Didn't matter what language they were speaking in, what they would normally speak in, they heard those men speaking in their own language. That's amazing. How can this be? We don't understand. And they got excited about what they were doing, because on that day, not only were they able to speak, but they became bold enough to go and speak. They had been up in the room, as I said, talking together, strengthening one another's spirits by being with each other. And now they were not just a congregation of believers. They were a church, because now they were going to go out and do what the Lord had for them to do. The Lord wanted them to go out and let everybody know the story, let everybody know the gospel, let everybody know the truth. And they were able to say it because now they're. Because of these tongues, they spoke in every language. No matter what language you were, when you listened, you heard clearly and understood what they were saying. Now, you know, I said it's not just the apostles who went out. All who were in there, the flame came down on them. So they went out to talk about what they knew about the Lord as well. They had discussed things together, and now they went out, and everybody who heard them could hear and understand what was being said. They were excited because they had a lot to tell. They'd been holding it in. It was like fire shut up in their bones. And now they were able to go and just tell folks, tell everybody who Jesus is. Go tell everybody the story of how Jesus had come into the world to die for us and to provide for us eternal life. They could go down and out into the streets and everybody could listen and hear the story of Jesus. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, that day had come, and now they were able to go and tell everybody about the Lord. They didn't just stay together in the congregation. No, they went out of that place. They went out to tell people about the Lord, to tell people about salvation, to tell everybody that we've got some good news for you. You may not have understood. You may not have known all that you heard during the last few months, all the things were going on, but I've got some good news for you. It was God's plan. Jesus came. It was God's plan. He died on the cross. It was God's plan. And with that death, we have salvation and have eternal life by accepting him as Lord and Savior. I got news. I'm excited about it. They were so excited that people looked at them and listening to them said, I think they must be drunk. Look how wild they are and how much they're telling everybody. I want everybody to know about this. So we're not drunk. It's the middle of the day. We're just filled with the Holy Spirit, and we got something that we want to say. We got something that we've been wanting to say. Now we're strong enough to say it, and we're able to say it so that everybody can hear and understand. You know, when we look at it, somehow many of us have that same kind of, I wish I could tell somebody a thing inside. I wish people could know what I know about the Lord. Well, you know, there's nothing that's limiting you, because you've got the Holy Spirit too. That desire that you have. Now, you know, I can't speak in a lot of different languages, but somehow I know that there are those here who can talk and speak in other languages, not only talk in other languages, but speak in certain ways that people understand. But I think Reverend Jasper can speak better to the youth than I can. But there's some folks here who can talk to different folks, and everybody can hear and understand about the Lord. But you know what? I guess what I want to let you know is each one of us who are here need to realize that God has prepared us to go and tell somebody the story. Somebody needs to hear the story. They can't all get it from the preachers. They didn't all get it from Peter. Yeah. There were others who went out to talk about what the Lord had done. There were others who went out to tell the truth about Jesus. I can't tell everybody. I can't tell it, and neither can all the ministers who are here tell everybody. But everybody needs to hear it. The harvest is plenteous, but we need more laborers. The laborers, that's each of us who know about the Lord. You don't have to go, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that everybody here needs to go out and be a preacher. What I'm saying is everybody here needs to go out and be willing to talk about and tell somebody what they know about the Lord. Now, all you have to do is go and tell the truth about Jesus. Now, that's all you need to tell. Don't go beyond that. Don't tell you what somebody told you or what you heard. You don't have to go there. What you need to do is say, I know, and what you do know about the Lord. That's what all those people, they were excited about it. And what were able to go and do it, and once they had the drive to go and do it, they went and told people about the Lord. Somehow those conversations that you have, there was somebody, maybe all that's necessary to get them to know who Jesus is. You may have a talk with somebody, not necessarily preaching to them, but talking to them about the Lord. I can remember so many times when I hadn't preached to somebody, but I talked with somebody, and somehow when I did that, they listened to me and understood what I said and decided that they were going to make Jesus their choice. I'm sure you had times when somebody was going through something and you just had to tell them what you knew about the Lord. Tell them what you knew about the Lord and the God of the universe. Tell them. Just tell them. It's not preaching when you're talking. You just get a quiet conversation sometimes. Just get in a conversation and tell them what you know about the Lord. I'm sure that many who came down after they had to change their ability to speak and to make people understand them, they wanted to tell everybody what they knew. You've got some folks that you need to tell what you know. You've got some people who may not come into First Mount Olive Baptist Church or any other church or may not even come and listen to the television where you can also find the gospel being preached. But they'll listen to you. And if you have the word and you understand that they don't know it and don't realize what they can get out of a relationship with God, you owe it to them to have that conversation. I'm not saying preaching. I'm saying have that conversation. Have that conversation with somebody who needs to hear that God is real. Have that conversation with somebody who will listen to you but won't listen to the preacher. Have that conversation with somebody who needs to know that God knows who they are and knows what they're going through and is willing and able to embrace them and have a relationship with them to bring them out of what they're going through. You need to have that conversation. I can remember when I had a brother, and he said when he knew I was coming to visit him at the hospital, maybe you've been told this before, but he knew I was going to come and visit him at the hospital. He said to my sister, he said, Doc is coming. Please tell him not to come in here talking that Jesus stuff. Okay? Well, I didn't try to preach to him. We just sat and we talked. I didn't preach. I wasn't trying to preach to him. I just wanted to talk with him and tell him what I knew. He accepted the Lord. One of the most beautiful days of my life was when I baptized that brother who said, don't talk to me about that Jesus. You have people in your lives who are the same way. They're not going to come and listen to see what Reverend Cole says. They're not going to come and see what is Reverend Smith is saying. They're not going to go out of their way to listen to Pastor Stinger, but they listen to you. They know who you are. You can tell them about what you've been through. You can tell them how you know without a doubt that our God is God. And not preaching, but somehow those folks, they had the fire on the day of Pentecost. They had the desire on the day of Pentecost. They recognized that there were folks that needed to know what they knew. Day of Pentecost. We need Pentecost in our lives. We need to get fired up enough to go out and let people know that our God is God. Preacher can't always do it. Can't always find it in books even. But somehow your word, your trusted word, somebody who knows you, believes in you, loves you, needs to hear from you a testimony about the Lord. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one place. And then they had the ability to go out and tell the story to anybody. And they went out to try to tell the story to everybody. Everybody could hear. Everybody could understand. You got some folks in your life, and people won't listen to other folks, and they won't even want to believe other folks, but they listen to you. You've got a testimony. It's not a sermon. You've got a conversation that you need to have with that somebody who knows and trusts you. You've got the word. You've got the ability. Right now, their eternal life hangs on a thread, and you're holding that thread. Go tell him. Friend, loved one, somebody you know needs to hear it from you. That's being a church. That's not just being a congregation. We go down from this place and go and tell what we know about the Lord. We're no longer just a congregation. We are the church. Let us talk to the Lord. Our Father and our loving God, we come into this place recognizing that we can come together and praise you together. We can sing songs of Zion and find our hearts filled and overflowing with joy. But somehow, Father, as we come together and celebrate here in this place, we recognize that there are people on the outside who need to hear and know more about you. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ that you light that fire inside of us. Let us realize that we're able to communicate with some folks who need to hear about you from us. We need to tell everybody how good you are, how loving you are, and the fact that you're willing and even right now waiting with your arms wide open for them to accept you. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus Christ that no longer do we just get up out of our pews and go down from this place, but we get up and go out of the pews and go out of here to reach out to somebody who needs to know more about you. Let us reach out to a world, Father, that needs you so bad right now. Father, as we look out now, we find that there are those who don't want to listen, those who give us reasons why they think the word is no longer. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you give us the strength and determination to get in conversation to let them know. Thank you for your love. Thank you. As we pray. Amen. 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 Please stand. There may be somebody who's thought a lot about coming to the Lord. You've had some conversations with some folks who you trust. They have testimony about what the Lord has done for them. And you know that they wouldn't kid you. You trust them. You've heard the word. You believe the word. You have an opportunity right now to accept the word. To accept the word. Jesus Christ is the word. Jesus Christ is the truth. He loves you. He's loved you all of your life. He's standing right now with his arms wide open, saying, "Why not right now?" Somebody needs to say yes to the Lord. Somebody needs to establish a stronger relationship with the God of the universe. He's waiting for you. He loves you. Why don't you come on? Or maybe now there's somebody who's already said yes to the Lord. You said yes and you made some commitments or things you were going to do. But somehow it seems that the commitments you made, well, you didn't keep them because you didn't stay where you made those commitments. And somehow, now that you've left that church and or not close to that church, you need to find another place where you can get close to the Lord and live up to those commitments that you made. Let him use your abilities and all the capabilities put into you. Is there someone who wants to say yes and come to the Lord? My Lord. My Lord, God bless you all.